Exactly.
That's there's reasons why you shouldn't be playing the song, but I'll avoid it for now.
Appropriate with the topic.
No, I know, but
there's a reason you should.
Should not.
Should not?
I'll have to discuss it with you after.
And you'll have to talk to Robbie
after
about
the break.
It.
Yes, I'm going to have a meeting with him.
It sounds like I'm serving a 5-minute major.
Yep. I have to throw a yellow card on this one.
You think this team would be better off or worse off if everybody was healthy?
Better off. I think Deion being Deion, what we saw at the end a couple of years ago, and JJ being full strength, I think it's a solid team. Again, I don't think it's an oversell to say they're a solid team. I think it's an oversell to say they're a top 4 East team. But another thing, too, about the whole health thing, when people say if they're healthy, how many teams are really healthy? Guys get banged up in the course of the year.
No. But these guys started the year with three of guys they paid money not being able
to
play.
It's not fair, in a sense, to judge the Heat until they're healthy. I agree with that. But I think we know, based on the last few years, even healthy, what they are, which is not a bad thing. They're a solid team. It's not like they're terrible. But I think the problem is, it's that middle ground we talked about. People don't want them to be solid. They want them to either be terrible so you can go tank or do whatever it is that fans want, or you are a great team, which we had for many years here, and people want it again. I get it. So it's such a – look, at some point in the next couple of years, could be this year, could be the next offseason, could be in the next year, Pat Riley will make that move. It is going to happen.
Right.
Question is that move going to facilitate other moves? Is that move going to really put them in position to attack free agency in 2020, 2021? And what kind of drafts will they have? Will they move assets like draft picks to get these moves? These are all things we're going to find out, because Eric Spoelstra said something in preseason that, and it's the God's honest truth. He said, every team is the same in this league right now. We're all trying to figure out what to do about the Warriors and how we can be there and pounce when the Warriors are done, which they will be done at some point. Other teams have already positioned themselves in good spots. Philly, Boston are good examples. LA is working that way with LeBron and possibly getting Durant this offseason. Who knows, you know, what's going to happen? Other teams obviously haven't. The Heat are in that bunch of 20-plus teams that haven't, and you're trying to figure it out.
I mean, the other thing is that I've been more lenient with Philly Cheese than a lot of people have. And
I love Deion.
He's injured. He's injured. And the worst thing for a guy that has gotten into that type of shape for the first time in his career is not being able to run. And so we're all going to, you know, put it on him. He should be. No, look, this is still in the same window of his healing time. Now, if it goes past that too far, then I'll say, and I'll be willing to say, he hasn't done the things necessary to get back as soon as possible.
The problem with a guy like Deion is,
he can't have idle time.
I mean, out of sight, out of mind sometimes. When you lose a guy like that for a long period of time, it's almost like, you got to move on. Like, in your mind, you're moving on as a team and try to develop other guys. And Deion now is lost in that mix when he comes back of, like, is he really going to be the Deion that we saw for that 25-game stretch?
That players like that are always.
Yeah. But can he be – is he healthy enough, talented enough, and ready enough, and shape enough, all those things to be that guy? If he is, it's a huge plus, especially if Gorn, you know, this little knee thing, you guys, knee drain, they'll be back hopefully in a week or two. If they can play the way they did together. But, again, there's a lot of ifs here.
Right.
And it's all pointing to just being a solid team.
If I could change one thing before the year and keep everything the same, I would have made sure that the Heat had a backup point guard, a real point guard.
They haven't had one like in 3 years. Do you guys remember the last backup point guard for the Heat? I do.
Rio?
No.
And who was the sidekick with
Cole?
The high top?
No. Beno Udrih. Remember when they had Beno Udrih?
Oh, yeah.
They had him for like a little bit, and then they got rid of him.
No,
and that was
what
it.
About Cole?
He was before that.
Oh,
a couple
really?
Years ago, Udrih came in. And
with the little
they
ponytail?
Didn't he have
a ponytail?
They had two Slovenian left-handed point guards, Sindragic and Udrih. And he was a solid player, but he didn't really do much other than just, you know.
Distribute.
Distribute. And he just wasn't a guy that they wanted to develop. They wanted to try these other guys as ball handlers. They're young guys, and that's why they haven't really had a backup. Beast, give us some headlines.
Okay.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Let's start in the NBA, shall we? As Will just told you, Goran Dragic had to have his knee drained, won't make the road trip, so he'll be out at least 3 games, and we'll see what happens after that. Also in the NBA, the Wizards making John Wall and Bradley Beal available for trade, so we'll see where that goes. I'll step up. Anyways, In the NFL, the ever so friendly and popular and always nice and kind and upbeat Adam Gase had a little presser today. And Ryan Tannehill now throwing the football a little bit. And here's what Mr. Gase had to say.
I think he looks what I remember. I feel like it's forever since I've seen him throw. You know, but to me, he looks what he wants to look like. Now it's all about the next day. How do I feel the next day? And then how much can we do the next day? And then after a day off, like, how does he feel after that? You know, and really it's going to be a test. So, you know, if we go out to practice and now it's a different intensity. It's different throws. You got bodies in front of you. Now your arm angle has to change. It's just there's some things that we can't do with him on air that we're going to be able to do with him at practice.
In other words, he ain't close.
Sounds like, no, it sounds like you don't know.
Yeah.
IR.
I'm
not going to play the rest of the season.
You follow the Dolphins enough already. I don't anticipate him playing this week.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I didn't say he was playing or not.
No, you just said basically word for word exactly.
He may be
giving
an honest answer of where Ryan Tannehill is, and people don't want to hear that. All you want to hear is he going to play or not? And is there anything that Gase said that is going to let us know that? The answer can't be,
By the way, their schedule's different this week because of Thanksgiving. They actually practice tomorrow.
Yep.
They practice tomorrow. Like,
you know what we did on Thanksgiving?
Well, play football.
Well, you played.
Yeah. But here's what else they do. You still have regular practice. You just take out lunch, and it starts at 6 in the morning.
Huh.
And then you're done by like 11:30, 12, and then you can go have Thanksgiving dinner. But you don't, like, holidays do not change your day whatsoever. We have the same walkthroughs, the same practices, everything.
Are you still mad at Randy Moss for stealing the show on Thanksgiving?
No, because there's two moments where I realized how truly fast another individual was and how truly slow I was. And I didn't think I was slow. But I saw Eric Metcalf return a kick against the Jets. And by the time he got to midfield, he was throwing up deuces. right? And I'm like, what? And then I saw Randy Moss catch a hitch and outrun a pursuit. Now, every day of practice, every defense in the world runs the pursuit drill around the cones. If you ever seen practice, they all take the angle to cut the runner off.
Cut the runner off.
And some of those guys run 4.3s and 4.4s. And I saw Randy catch a hitch, shake the first guy, and see ya. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but you were supposed to get the turkey leg.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get the turkey leg. I think they might.
What game was that?
You played on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, I didn't play against Dallas.
And you had a big game, but Randy had a bigger game.
Oh, yeah, we both had the same amount of touches. He had one more touchdown than me, and they were a little more exciting.
A little more.
Also in the NFL, because this might be the sign the apocalypse is upon us. Since Alex Smith broke every bone in his leg and has to have surgery or may have already had surgery, Mark Sanchez has been signed by the Washington Redskins.
Well, why don't you check and see how big the ass of the right tackle is, because he might be visiting that again. For the rest of his life, the guy could become a billionaire or successful at whatever he does. Butt fumble.
He'll always be remembered for that.
Butt fumble.
It was a pretty memorable moment, though. I mean, come on.
Just right, do we even, right wait, the miracle in the Meadowlands, do we even remember the parties involved there?
Well, I'm a Giants fan, so Pesarczyk and Herm Edwards, yeah.
Oh, and Zonka. Herm Edwards, yeah. Who's the running back?
Zonka.
That I don't remember.
Right. So, like, but you remember Herm, because Herm's been around, and you're a Giants fan, so you know who the quarterback was. But, yeah, butt fumble, if I go out on 441 and say, butt fumble, somebody's going to yell, Mark Sanchez! Right?
As they jaywalk across the street into oncoming traffic.
No, I got to tell you. Man, it is right. Look, I'm black. And I got to tell you.
Thank you for stating that.
I got to tell you, there's certain places in this world that I do not go back home where I grew up. I'm terrified. I'm like, yeah, it's rough. And none of my family's there anymore. So I can't even just go down and holler at all my people, because You know, I got no representatives down there no more. And the other place is outside of the Pollo Tropical, or that area right there where.
Well, here on 441.
441, yeah, and, oh,
yeah.
And I'm
yeah, because you can't look, or the 7-Eleven over there.
Yep.
Because you can't go in without getting asked if you got any change. So I always pat my pockets so they don't jingle. Take all my change out before I get. Got nothing.
I, luckily, I never care. You know what that happens to me always?
Fort is there a thing?
Fort Lauderdale.
No, of taking all your stuff out before you walk out so you don't get hassled.
Into, by the way,
yeah.
This is no lie. I was making a left on 441.
Yep.
And the lady walked across the street, crossing, going south to north on 441, mm-hmm. on the same side as this building, topless.
What?
That's about right.
Yep. Homeless. Just no, nothing. Just, I'm like. If I told
some characters
said, down
here.
There is nobody that would believe
me. Did you see the picture of the guy walking the raccoon on a leash on Fort Lauderdale Beach?
Well, I see somebody walking a pet iguana.
Yeah.
The other was going to the heat show in Las Olas, and we stopped at the 7-Eleven there on Broward Boulevard, and it's the same thing. People always asking, and you know, and I'll be honest with you, like if I have change, I'll give. But I'm so bad. I never have cash or change on me.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
a
have
bad
anything,
habit.
Yeah.
You should have at least a few bucks on you for emergency.
I'm actually snarky. I will tell a homeless person, if you took card, I'd give you whatever you wanted.
You're such a jerk. But you know what? One day,
a
homeless person's
going
to come out with one of those little chip readers and take money.
I got you covered.
So there was a guy comes up to me, and I saw him coming up to me. I said, look, man, I said, I wish I could. I just don't have any money. I don't care. Cash. I mean, oh, no problem. This other guy walks over like to the thing. He's like, no. He's like, don't ask him. He's like, he doesn't have any money. I'm like, oh, the homeless people are like banding together, like, you know, trying to work together. There's so many down there in that spot. But I didn't know it was that bad here, too. Honestly, when I have change on me, I do give. Like, if I have a dollar on me or change. But
you might have been gone. Well, was it Friday? Or no, you might have been here last week when we had to have an entire conversation about whether bum was an appropriate term anymore.
It was last week. I remember that.
I don't believe that it is. And then I said hobo, and then you're like, when's the last time you saw somebody walking down the street with like a stick and a bandana?
Yep. Mike, look, Fonz threatened to run away one time.
Come on.
I'm out of here. I said, you ain't going nowhere. Cause in the woods they ain't got Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi code on the streets.
What do you got for me, BC?
I was going to let you know, but I'll just, we have 15 minutes of heat next.
We have 15 minutes of heat next?
Yeah. We just did an hour of heat.
Well, guess what?
We're doing 15 minutes of heat.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk some Dolphins. We can still before
well,
it's all said and done.
Well, here's what we do. And we do this sometimes. We do 15 minutes of heat. I'll read the sponsors, talk for like 5 minutes about the heat, because we already got it in.
We
give a lot of heat love. And then we can shift focus.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, this is next.
15 minutes of heat. Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 minutes of heat brought to you by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number one Jeep truck and off-road supercenter. Champion 4x4, where champions are built. And sponsored by Centene, better is taking charge of my health and better from Sunshine Health. There you go.
Thank you, sir. Since we're doing 15 minutes, we'll start with the updates of the day with Eric Spoelstra saying that Dwayne Wade is will be back soon. Didn't specify a date, whether it's tomorrow's game or if we're waiting till Friday.
And as you noted in the previous hour, either you know outright or you are under the idea that this was all known to the Heat before.
Oh, this was the Heat.
Yeah, they don't seem like ever taken or caught off guard with things that are happening with players. So, like, even with the Philly cheese thing, okay, I think they knew that he was going to have surgery or he was going to try to go. And if he couldn't go, he was going to have surgery. But I guess they thought he would probably go about it.
Yeah, that would take a little longer, I think, than what was maybe expected.
Well, no, it's 8 to 10 months. He's right in that window.
He's in that window, but I don't.
Has anyone seen him?
How close Deion is? I've seen him a couple of times.
He's got? You know what he's got? He has got kind of the same. He's the black version of Dan, where he has that little fat face, so you think he's huge.
What'd you just do?
He does. Wait.
Why'd you do
no,
that?
Here. When you see Philly Cheese, he always has like the little puffy face.
I will say this about what I never get into that stuff because I always laugh what people call an athlete like that fat.
No, I didn't say he was fat.
No, I'm not saying you said that. I'm saying when people say when he had that.
We saw a picture of him with chipmunk cheeks and
he always has chipmunk cheeks.
Deion's not in bad shape. What Deion is not in heat shape yet.
No.
And the same was with JJ. JJ was, you know, you see a guy like JJ at the gym, like, holy cow, I wish I could be in that shape. But that's different than being in game NBA heat shape.
Doesn't JJ look a little bigger?
JJ looks good. It's funny. I had dinner with Mr. for the pregame, and he looked, he had just gone in.
Wait, did you just drop by? I had dinner with him yesterday for the pregame?
No. I had to do an interview with him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was for the Fox pregame.
Okay, that's fine.
And he was.
I had dinner with him yesterday.
I never had dinner with JJ. I probably couldn't keep up. He's a big guy. He's strong. He looked great. He looked in great shape, and I know that he had been working in the heats. Their body fat, what you need to be in that numbers, again, it's stuff that we can't achieve. You know, Leroy, you saw it as an athlete. You saw what guys can achieve. You know, it's you can't even fathom, though, for the normal person like us that's never played a professional sport, what it takes and what these guys do. So Deion is getting closer, but I don't think he's close. I don't think he's close, no.
The other news is...
Gorn was had his knee drained today. Spo hinted yesterday that they're still trying to figure out, but that it wasn't serious. Today, obviously, they figured out they needed to drain it. And Leroy, you could attest to this as a guy who's had seen guys get their knees drained. In this case, the Heat are saying out 2 games.
And then they'll reassess.
Probably, I would guess he'll probably miss the next 3 or 4 games.
What they do. They drain it. They wrap it because basically fluid is a defense mechanism of your body to protect the joints. And so if you keep rubbing it or bumping it or something like you just get all this excess fluid. What they'll do is they drain it, they wrap it, and see if it returns.
They don't seem too concerned. It doesn't sound like it was that. Spo did say yesterday the MRI came back clean. There was just that little inflammation that, you know, but there wasn't any structural issue going on.
Right, but he's going to miss the road trip.
Yeah, he won't play tomorrow, which is a home game, and then the Friday game. What's the Friday game? I've lost track. I've got the Friday game.
This past Friday or the Friday coming up?
No, the Friday coming up.
That's Chicago. It's at Chicago.
Chicago. And then tomorrow's Brooklyn. Right?
Correct.
And they have Brooklyn? Or are they here?
Brooklyn's here. Brooklyn's here.
And then you got Chicago, Toronto. That's right. Because Toronto game, I'm not working anymore. That's right. Toronto's on Sunday. So look, the Heat are in a position now. They're in a tough spot right now. They're not playing well. Beast, you said it a couple times already. They're not playing good defense.
No.
That's what's amazing to me because as long as I've been watching the Heat,
that's what they hang their hat on.
They might only score 70 points in a game, but they're gonna play some defense. Yeah,
seeing teams run up and down and have the success they've had,
and do we know what that is a product of? Do you have an
pace?
Idea?
I'll tell you what, it's pace. It starts with pace on teams like you know that are running more and playing with that style and shooting threes. But I think more than anything, it's just been effort and energy on some spots. Guys just not getting over to the ball quick enough. And maybe that's a product of all these different lineups where guys aren't used to it. You know, it's one thing that I've seen more than anything this year that's been frustrating about watching the Heat is the look. The look of a player looking at another guy with that look of like,
you're supposed to be over here.
You over there? What happened there? Like the pointing and you know, and guys talk it over and obviously they're close.
Would you like the athlete's answer to that?
But that's
when
frustrating.
When I see that, like I was watching a game with the Saints and Thomas went down the sideline and how he was by himself with that rookie was amazing, but he was and he ran right by him and he turned and looked over at the safety and I'm like, that's just another way to get the stink off you. You know, so sometimes, you know, I get that some of that is help defense and the Heat have, you know, they normally play great team defense. But when you play with different guys over and over again, the reason why I can't use that as an excuse is these guys have played together for 2 years. Okay. So, you know, the different combinations of who's going to do what and where. And so to come here now 2 years later. And have to look at one another because you don't know what to do when you've been playing together now for a year and a half, 2 years. I can't accept
that's,
that.
And that's why it's tough, because the continuity is the selling point on this team, in the sense that, hey, we're comfortable with each other. There shouldn't be that. And here's the term that Ruth used. Like in the pregame, we talked. Ruth Riley said this, and John, I heard him say it to Eric as well during the telecast. Communication. You got to communicate on the court. You have to be able to signal to each other and let each other know who's got who, which player and where, what spot defensively. Too often you just see guys run free, cut to the basket, get an easy layup or have an open shot in the corner, and guys aren't rotating. That's communication. That's energy. That's effort. Those are all things that Spo preaches that they're just not doing now. And when you also are not an offensive team that's having success scoring a lot of points as well, it's a bad combination. You're going to lose more games than you win, obviously, right, which is the right position they're
scoring
in.
Scoring is, I think there's a couple of guys that were mostly defensive guys that are being asked to score more. So maybe that might be part of it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, for a group of guys that have played together and been through the struggle and fought their way to this point together, it doesn't seem like they're together. Yeah. And that's disappointing, because it's, you know, to me, I look at it as it should be them against the world, because nobody ever thought that they would be in this position.
Yeah, I agree. Well, those are our 15 minutes of heat. I want to start with Dolphins.
Yeah, we can get some Dolphins. Let's go.
You know why I only say this? Because I knew that I'm coming in for 3 days. I'm filling in through Wednesday for Tobin, who's listening. And we haven't even touched on the Dolphins much, other than the couple injury updates, which is fine.
Well, they're coming off a bye week.
No, I know. But what's crazy is what Robbie, we were talking about all off air, and that's the whole in the hunt theory. The Dolphins actually had a very good weekend. Everybody ahead of them in the key spots, like in that, you know, fighting for that last playoff spot, lost basically.
Right.
There are six teams. Robbie, you can double check if you don't mind. Six teams that are 5-5, and the Dolphins are one of those teams. Yet, I don't think anybody cares or believes or thinks this team is going to do anything.
Just put it to perspective. They play one of the other 5-5 teams this Sunday, and they're huge underdogs. They're 10-point underdogs to the Colts on the road.
Hey, the Colts?
Leroy and I were talking
crazy.
About that.
I mean, it's a really bad matchup for the Dolphins.
The Colts right now, outside of the Saints, are scoring more points than anybody.
Actually, Adam Gase said in his press conference today that he watched tape on Andrew Luck and says Andrew Luck's starting to look really good again.
He looks like Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
And he's healthy, and he's T.Y. Hilton's running around, and they got a running back now, and this Mac kid. I mean, this is a good – and, oh, by the way, what's the one thing the Dolphins need to do well is pressure quarterback, right?
They don't do it very good.
They don't do it very well, right? Well, the Colts haven't allowed a sack in five games. They haven't allowed a sack in five games.
Yeah.
Think about that. Trust me, as a Giants fan, to watch Eli Manning
ball 39
times already he's been sacked. So if you give Andrew Luck time – and he shuffles his feet around the pocket, he's gonna destroy the Dolphins. You think they're gonna be within 10 points?
No.
Yes.
I don't.
I think it can go as high as 14.
Look, it's the NFL, man. Anything can happen.
Look what's happened to the Dolphins on the road this year. I mean, with good teams on the road.
With the exception of the Jets, every loss has been by double digits on the road.
On the road, they are terrible on the road. And the Colts may not be an elite team, but right now they're an elite offense.
And with Brock, they don't score touchdowns.
That's the problem, too. And that's the unfair. You know, we talk about the Heat negative being
Nancy's.
Unfair to them.
I'm a truth, Tommy.
I wonder how much of a difference Tannehill would have made. You know, obviously, he's better than Brock Osweiler. I think we could say that with full confidence. What he can do down the stretch, I don't know. I don't know.
I honestly
you
don't
look so
think...
disinterested.
I'm
just thinking about the Dolphins, like, it has me perplexed because they're just like every other team. They're just average.
No, they're worse.
Here's why you need Ryan Tannehill to play.
He's not.
Because you at least want to go into the offseason with some answers.
I look at it this way. I think we've got the answer on Tannehill. I think we have it in the sense that when he is healthy, we know he's a solid quarterback. But he's got to have time, and he's got to have people around him. The problem is the Dolphins just don't have all that stuff.
Isn't that a less night? Say 75% of the teams in
you. That's the thing, and that's why they're in that mix of those 75%, and the 25% that are good teams don't have those questions. And that's the thing. So do you try to do the tough thing of filling in the blanks in between and trying to get the guys around them, or do you go try to find that great quarterback? But it's so much easier said than done. You know, it's just, we talk about all the teams that drafted quarterbacks this year, you know, and probably those four or five guys, one or two end up being good NFL quarterbacks. If they're lucky, maybe one will be great. There's a chance that three of them could just be the guys that we just laughed about a while ago, the Mark Sanchez is the
one.
Yeah,
and they're all high draft picks.
5-10 years from now, we could be saying, man, can you believe that Josh Rosen is still bouncing around the league?
Well, like, you know? I mean, think about the guys like the Darnolds, the Rosens.
Allen.
Mayfield. Well, that, will end up being
five rookies. Five rookies started at quarterback, and Lamar was the fifth, yeah.
And then the year before that, with I mean, the surprise is Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes sat last year.
But Mahomes came in. It's funny. The funny thing about Mahomes is now, it's funny after the fact, now you read articles, every NFL coach wanted Mahomes and knew he was a stud.
Right.
Wasn't he the first pick in the draft?
Right.
I mean, I saw mock drafts up into the draft because I was actually at the draft that year out of dumb luck in Philly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that,
yeah. And I remember reading mock drafts up to that point where Mahomes was in the 20s. People had him going like at 22, 24. If every NFL coach thought he was going to be what he is now, don't give me that. He would have been a top pick in the draft.
Okay, well, but wait. That happens.
Oh,
look
no,
at Dan Marino.
Oh, no. But I find it funny that everyone's like, I mean,
quarterbacks fall. I mean, infamous is Adam is Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers and Marino are two that you look at and you always use as the guide for that. But, you still got to at some point chase one, and the Dolphins haven't really chased one. And that's I think that's the hard part is you wish the Dolphins had that young quarterback they could have turned to. But we see it around the league, guys. It's not just the Dolphins. It's easy to pick on the Dolphins. Teams just sign crappy, crummy backup quarterbacks that are barely hanging on. And these guys play because quarterbacks get hurt. And you're wondering, why didn't you develop a quarterback? Why isn't there a young guy there? Why isn't there something?
Part of the problem is that when you look at all the teams that are taking these quarterbacks up high, most of them are just taking a quarterback because they need one. And when you have problems throughout your whole team, you kind of have to look, I may be able to get a better player that fits our team at another position than taking a stab at a quarterback. Because when you look at, who was it, the quarterback for the Eagles and the quarterback for the Rams went first and second.
Goff and Wentz.
Goff and Wentz, right? And last year, Wentz was a Hall of Famer. And now this year, everybody's talking about Goff. So
but
we're
Wentz
all
been, outside of yesterday, Wentz has been good. The Eagles are just terrible.
We are looking at a situation. Well, see, and here's what kills me about that is, for some quarterbacks, they never shake that. They don't shake the fact that the rest of their team is bad. And so that reflects how you play. You know, and some quarterbacks get that benefit of the doubt. Now, maybe it's because they won the Super Bowl last year, but he wasn't a quarterback for the Super Bowl. It was Nick Foles. And guess what? You want Nick Foles? If you could have Nick Foles right now, would you take him?
If I'm the Dolphins? I mean, for the rest of the season, yeah, but not as a guy
No. For, I'm saying,
for the future. No.
Right,
no,
exactly. So is it system or quarterback?
I think. Well, system. We said it earlier. It's system on some players, but the great quarterbacks, it's quarterback.
Okay,
And that's what you have to.
Well, Goff is the system.
Guess what?
I don't think Goff
the
is
bottom
system.
Line.
Really? Why was he so bad last year?
He was a rookie in the NFL.
No, it's a system.
No.
Jeff Fisher.
Here's the bottom line.
I mean,
the Dolphins haven't found a quarterback nor a system in the last 15 years.
And that's a problem. Yeah,
right.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Jumpin', them boys are the summit.
Did you go to the show?
Don't even get me started on my Drake story. I had prepped. I got tickets, got great seats for the original show.
I figured you'd be on stage.
I mean, great seats. I paid a lot of money for them. But I was like, you know, I'm going to go. I called someone with the Heat and the arena, and they said, oh, we'll get you two of the great seats. You know, make sure you get it right when they go on sale. You know, I was going to pay for them a lot of money. I'm like, I don't care. It's Drake. I'm going. Took that day off. We got a babysitter. We had a plant. So that day, I was taking a nap. And it was like, I was like, I'm going to take a nap because it's going to be a fun night ahead. 2:30, I get up and I get a text from David Lang, my producer. He's like, sorry about the Drake news. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I look and it was like,
the Drake concert
is canceled and not, you know, whatever. And it got rescheduled at a time where I just couldn't take off. So I actually, how funny, 6 degrees, I ended up selling the tickets to David's sister who really wanted to go. So she got to go and enjoy the show. And she sent David pictures to send to me of how close she was and how cool it was. But I did not go.
I can't believe you missed it.
I can't believe it. This is the second time. Last time that Drake was in concert here, I was out of town.
I don't know. I don't grasp. Because I saw there were so many videos online of people.
I felt
just,
like I was there.
Yeah, like I saw so many videos, and I'm not a huge Drake fan. But you know, whatever. What's the deal? Like I just come out and like basically every fifth word to my song I'll sing or say or rap, and then everyone just it just plays. I just kind of dance around the stage to my own song.
I mean, God, people do that at concerts. They want you to get him.
Not real. Not.
Stop
no.
it. I enjoyed. I went to Beyonce and Jay-Z at Hard Rock. That was. Or
I bet Beyonce
Stadium.
Sang.
She did. She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was and a great. Dance. I was not close to that one. That we were far on that one. But
okay, but Drake just was like, yeah.
He does not do that. He actually performs.
Yeah.
But yes, he gets his crowd involved Woo! And his fans involved.
Started from.
I actually, it was funny. I went for a run this
here!
Morning. I did a Drake mix, knowing I would see you guys. I said, "Oh, this is the Leroy mix. It's all Drake." It's good stuff.
So overrated.
Really?
Overrated.
How do you so
overrate
that
Drake?
I can't
overrated?
Get over. I can't get over Drake. And
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry.
The great Drake and what?
Degrassi.
Oh, I mean.
Now all of a sudden he's a thug.
So stop it. Actually,
oh, tatted
is,
up.
Drake was at the game the Heat game the other day. Not that Drake. Drake Bell from Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So
and Drake?
My daughter's like, I took my daughter to the game there. My oldest, she said, oh, Drake's here. And I said, Drake's here? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, that's not, like, wait, that's Drake from Josh and Drake from Nickelodeon? She's like, yeah. First of all, I had no idea that, because my daughter Katie has a crush on him. She thinks he's a cute kid. And I think of him from Drake and Josh. I watched those shows when she was a baby, you know, 7, 8 years old. You know, you get your first little crush when you're 10. You think he's so cute. He's 33 years old. He's a grown man. So what? It was funny. He's only 10 years younger than I am. It's not like he's some, you know, kid.
Right.
So she wanted to really meet him. And I said, look, baby, if I can't just, I'm not going to go up to him courtside, obviously. I said, when we're later after the game, if I see him, dumb luck. We're walking. I'm going to do like a post-game interview. I'm walking through the tunnel and he's walking toward me. Couldn't have been any nicer. Took a picture with Katie. It was really cool. But it just felt awkward because he's like a grown man. I'm like, he's not a kid.
Yeah.
That show was a popular show, too. That
yeah, it was. Gosh. It was. It was.
He's probably cashing in pretty good.
My son now, for some reason, he has graduated from all the cool kid Nick shows to all the teenage Nick shows that were popular. So we're watching Victorious and Sam and Cat.
Those are good
and,
shows. What was the other one? Hey, Jesse. Hey, Jesse. What was that one?
No, it was. Well, the one that the major one was. The online show was. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. She had they do the show online.
iCarly.
iCarly.
Yeah.
So now my son's into all that.
I could recite those shows. I watched them forever. Now, that's the bad thing is like now, like there was a Netflix special or some show with like the girl from Jesse, from Hey Jesse, who I thought of as some sweet teenage girl. And now she's like some sexy vixen in her mid-20s.
Yeah, I have that problem too. Like my son was into like the Fresh Beat band. 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a couple of hotties on there. And they're like, I've seen pictures of them lately. And I'm like, hey, now.
We're getting old. That just means we're getting old.
No.
At least. We're at the same age. We're getting old.
You know, you don't have that problem?
When?
Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Yeah. Yeah. Plex the Yellow Robot. Still looks
Katie,
like Plex the Yellow Robot.
Katie never got into Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Oh, my son. My son was so into Yo, Gabba Gabba. Oh.
I used to like, who's the guy on the piano that saying, you got you.
Yeah, Biz Markie.
Yeah, Biz Markie used to have a segment
We went
there.
To go see Yo Gabby Gabba in concert, and Biz Markie was there.
Yes.
And Biz Markie comes out into the audience and grabs Zach to take him up on stage, and Zach wouldn't go. He was petrified.
He had a chance to go on stage with Biz Markie?
Yeah.
I would have gone up there.
Yeah, no, he didn't go.
It's amazing how many stars were on that would
I mean,
come
Jack
on
Black
that
was
show.
On
yes!
Everyone.
It was a popular show.
The DJ
was big time.
DJ Lance
now,
Rock.
Now I'm stuck watching Sophia the First all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, Zach definitely got over all that stuff.
It's a little too much.
Yeah.
Sophia the First. All right, so since it's our last segment, let's finish talking what we're saying about the Dolphins. So nobody has hope they're going to beat the Colts. Nobody has hope.
I'm not sold.
Oh, wait, you know,
I'm not sold.
Before we end the show, Robbie, do you have the records for what we did this past week?
Oh, wait,
I was 1-2.
I'm 0-2 with tonight's game still pending.
I went 1-2 because the stupid Chargers.
You guys straight
score.
Up bets? Is that just
no? Yeah. We use
the
point spread.
We use the point spread.
Oh, yeah,
the only game I won was a backdoor with the. What was the game on Thursday night?
That
was
Seattle.
Seattle. 500-mile rule kicked in.
Yeah, barely. Your 500-mile rule puttered.
Hey,
a win is a win.
It doesn't matter.
A cover
matter.
Is a cover.
Cover it's
is a cover.
Consistent.
Any good degenerate knows it.
No, we've had the 500-mile rule for like 3 years, and it's like 80%, 80%,
90%. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
It was good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you guys were all terrible this weekend is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know how Tobin did, but I was actually not in – I've had to throw at the dartboard of doom 4 months in a row.
I know Tobin has 2 wins because he had the Saints and he had the Jaguars, and they both covered.
Well,
so
he was already not
– No, the Jaguars didn't.
But they didn't
they
win.
Pushed.
But
they pushed. It was a 4-point
spread.
Oh,
he had it at 4. He didn't have it at 5.5?
No, it was 4. It depends on what he pulled it at.
He pulled it at 4.
Oh, okay. Then there's a push.
I just don't want to finish last.
Well, I'm doing pretty bad. I'm pretty sure I'm dragging the rear.
But it was Chase Week.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen on Chase Week.
Anything can happen at Chase Week. And wait till bowl season starts.
Are we going to have Will pick for Tobin?
Yeah, well, Will could probably draw for
when
Tobin.
When do you guys pick? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, sure, I'll pick for Tobin.
I'm probably sure. Have to draw tomorrow
then again,
and then pick Wednesday.
He's basically on the show. He could always just text us. And
well,
I could
actually,
say what he says.
He did threaten on Thursday or Friday. He's like, guys, better have the guest line open. Might have to call in with hot takes.
Tell him to call in with a hot take, and it picks on Wednesday.
No.
Last time he was on vacation, he says, this lion country safari is bum ass. None of the animals are awake. They're all sleeping.
I grew up going to Lion Country Safari. You want to see when it was bad. It was bad when I was a kid. The animals were half dead. Now they're actually like, now they actually come up to you and they're pleasant.
Really?
You shake their hand. You pet a
Tobin
hippo
said,
and a tiger.
All they do is sleep.
On it, ride it. No, like, they're actually pretty active now. Then again, yeah. I went like 2 years ago last time I went.
You know what's amazing? We've been on this show for 2 hours.
Yep.
And no talk of the Swedish bathhouse or whatever that is.
Oh, that's coming for the holidays. I can't wait.
Turkish.
I did a run, a little steam room, but the Turkish bath is coming soon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, we need to go. That's my holiday treat to you guys. If you make the drive or take an Uber to Miami Beach, I will fund the sweat.
That should be in the dartboard of doom.
Funding the sweat.
Yes! The dartboard of doom.
Dartboard of doom.
Go to the Turkish bath with Will.
That's a bad thing.
Hey, Robbie. Yeah.
Guess what we have?
Dartboard of doom.
We have Tony over at the Hard Rock, right? We volunteered his chickens on the dartboard. So you got to do the Rocky and go catch a chicken.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Last time I saw him, he says, I'm working my chickens out.
That's not going to happen.
He's a heat culture.
This is going to happen, though. We'll be back tomorrow.